Health Promotions Officer Shanika John is reassuring Vincentians that the decision for vaccine exemption does not rely solely on the chief medical officer. Ms. John said there is a system in place where the district medical officers, as well as doctors from the private sector, assist with the decision-making process.
There are persons who would have raised different areas of concern, mm-hmm. whether it's medical or a religious ground, in which they think that they should not be able to take the vaccine. And so for those persons who have already established that, there is a process in place for you to go through. And I've been listening to a lot of the conversation where persons are saying that the chief medical officer, which is currently Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach, is the person who's going to determine whether or not you should take the vaccine. And it's almost as if persons are saying that, you know, Dr. Kizer is responsible for saying yes and no, and it's not like that. There's a system in place. So we do have our district medical officers across St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and they are no stranger to the public. Those are the persons that you would have interacted from time to time at the polyclinic. We have our registrars as well. And we do have some doctors who are from the private sector as well also on board. So if you think, and we're going to post that information as well, and some of it is already out there, because if you go to health.gov.vc, you would be able to have access to the application form, to review the process, etc. So once you have reason to believe that you have a medical condition, whatever that medical condition is, and you should not take the vaccine, you're asked to go to one of these doctors to review. So you can go in the public system and you can also go in the private system. Once they have reviewed and go through the process of reviewing your process, take you through all of those claims, then if they find reason to believe that you really should be exempted, it goes to a second phase where it goes to another smaller committee that reviews the documentation and would advise the chief medical officer accordingly.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, more than 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have now been administered in Jamaica. Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Christopher Tufton, commended healthcare workers and Jamaicans who got inoculated. At the same time, Dr. Tufton reiterated his call for Jamaicans who have not yet taken the vaccine to do so. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago to date now stands at 59,305. Internationally, UK visitors are now able to travel to the US for the first time in nearly 2 years. All UK visitors over 18 have to provide proof of vaccination to enter the US. American travelers, however, have been able to travel to the UK since July 28th. Meanwhile, a senior World Health Organization official has cast doubt on Turkmenistan's claim that it has zero COVID-19 cases. Turkmenistan is one of only a handful of countries, including North Korea, that claim to have no coronavirus cases. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.